Probable assault. I just got back from this course on time management. Simplification, that's my takeaway. I'm going to spend the weekend throwing out every piece of junk in every cupboard and on every square yard of floor. The freezer, the fridge, everything. And I'm getting a grip on my diet. I'm doing the two-a-day fasting thing. Half a gallon of water a day. And no drinking during the week. Yeah, all that stuff. Stripping it down. Living. Instead of administering my life. And those crazy investments I've been talked into? So many I can never keep track of them. They're all going. I just need one sensible account. I already started. And, as for asking that new girl in South Central Sales out on a date, that is definitely on hold. Day 2 into my new regime. My first fasting day starts tomorrow. I'm pretty anxious about it. I keep feeling anticipatory cramps. Then, Scruffs calls me up. Scruffs is our talent guru. She's called Scruffs because of some underwear incident after a social in the early days when we were over in Oakland. Once I took the joke a little too far, and she called me out.
LaSalle? That's not such a great name either.
My mother thought it was the name of a running back she liked, but it turned out she'd misheard it. Anyway, as I always do, I shrugged and smiled a sophisticated little smile and said that I liked its Hispanic vibe.
It's French, she said. It means dining room.
I always hate it when I meet people who speak French. They have a way of making you feel inadequate. I came out west to get away from people like that. Anyway, Scruffs said,
did you see Francesca leave yesterday? Left the building in tears.
Yeah, I'd heard. I was seriously unhappy about it. She got a new junior started yesterday, left him twiddling his thumbs.
Did you check whether she was in today?
I hadn't. You think I'd go around checking whether people have shown up for work? She's supposed to be training up, what's his name?
Jamal? And no, she isn't in. She just called me. She's taking a week off.
Unbelievable. This guy, Jamal, he has to be making calls by next Monday. In fact, it's totally not acceptable.
She's seeing her doctor.
Why? She was fine yesterday. There's nothing wrong with her.
She had a bust-up of some kind with Geraldine. She says she's stressed out.
Geraldine is the numero uno sales rep, with her Ferrari parked a couple of bays down from my Sentra. What if I went over and shouted and screamed at Jerry, you're ruining my fucking life? Maybe then I'd have to see my doctor. I could really do with a week off, a couple of days at the spa, get my eyebrows and fucking toenails done.
I don't think this is helping. You need to take over Jamal's induction.
I gestured at my screen. I have like 3,217 tasks waiting to be actioned here. I haven't got time to teach Jamal how to use the speed dial function. Well, let's just hit the delete button on my fasting day tomorrow. There's only so much I can deal with. I managed to stop by and see Jamal later in the afternoon. Hey, Jamal. Sorry I haven't been able to get over to you earlier. Why not let's grab a beer and we can do a little induction over a drink? That went pretty well, actually. I had to help him into his Uber at 11. Told him to come in a bit later in the morning. God, I feel like my body's been washed up on the beach while my guts are still out at sea. 87 new tasks waiting to be actioned, and 1,874 overdue. Rolled over from yesterday. One of the new ones was an office survey follow-up. While I was away, they did this survey in the office. I mean, I'm not making a fuss about being disenfranchised, being, like, virtually one of the founders of this company with a single-digit employee number. What do I care? Anyhow, a couple of the tech guys on my team put in suggestions that we set up napping areas. What is this? So, they don't have to take naps at their desks, huh? Bad for their posture, or something. I mean, what are evenings for? What are nights for? What is home for? Lawrence arrived at my desk smirking. I knew what he was going to say. Maybe it would be more efficient to replace the work pods with bunk beds, he said. He speaks like a Californian except for words like efficient, which he can only say in a European sort of way. He leaned across my newly cleared desktop, moved my 2-pint water bottle aside, and murmured much more threateningly, "Don't bring any more people who want to take naps into my fucking company, you hear me?" Normally, I don't see Scruffs from 1 week to the next, but this morning, she's back again.
Francesca has a doctor's note. She's been signed off for, wait for it, 3 weeks.
It took a few moments to sink in. 3 weeks? Is there like a fractured femur that someone forgot to mention? Or a ruptured Achilles tendon or something? 3 weeks off for feeling stressed. Christ. I needn't have to work for a year.
She says Jerry forced her way into her apartment. They were both completely stoned. She remembers screaming at her to leave. She has no recollection of what happened after that.
Why did she want to force her way into her apartment for?
Oh, come on, LaSalle. Do I have to spell it out?
Oh, my God. You mean it's like a lesbian thing?
You are such a moron.
Anyway, what's that got to do with us? We don't monitor people's sleeping arrangements.
Frankie's woken up the next morning feeling violated. She's writing in agreements against Jerry. What's more, she's gone to the cops.
What? What's it got to do with the cops?
Yeah, it seems like they told her to go home and get over it. Anyway, she's off for 3 weeks.
I've got this guy, Jamal. I need him to start generating numbers. Talk about screwing me over. Thanks, Frankie.
Once we get the grievance letter, you're going to have to investigate it.
No way. Why me?
Because you are Frankie's manager and you're responsible for her well-being and safety at work.
Surely not. Do I have the authority to go into the system and change a reporting line? I'm not cut out for investigating relations between women.
That's the first evidence of self-awareness I've ever seen from you, LaSalle.
Strangely enough, left to his own devices, Jamal got off to a good start, picking up Frankie's calls and even closing some business during the first week. Lawrence cornered me in the car park the next morning. Scruffs had obviously brought him up to speed. I need Jerry focused on her pipeline. You hear? I know you need to talk to her, but take it easy. She's the difference between us hitting our goals this quarter. I sat down with Scruffs and Jerry after I'd had a chance to go through Frankie's grievance letter. Basically, they'd gone out after work with a bunch of other staff. As they got gradually drunker and more heavily stoned, Jerry had harassed her, putting her under pressure to go home with her. Then insisting on sharing an Uber back to Frankie's place, before forcing her way in. Jerry's a big girl. It wasn't hard to see her doing that. Frankie claimed she'd been asking Jerry to leave her alone for most of the evening. At one point, standing outside her apartment building, screaming at her to go away.
I thought it was just a game, Jerry said. She was like that the other times, but it all seemed to work out.
Oh. So this wasn't the first time that saw you?
No, we've had an on-off thing going for a while.
Jesus. I think I said that quietly enough that no one heard. And, it's not really any of my business beyond a certain point, but would you say that anything of a violent or, what's the word, involuntary nature took place during the night?
I have no memory of what happened, but it felt good in the AM. You know, we kissed.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Well, thank you, Jerry. We'll have a think about things and come back to you. Next morning, I'm rejigging my diary. I'm going to the gym 3 times a week, but it's Thursday and I haven't got there yet. And I'm thinking I need to combine both my fasting days this week into one. I'm going to do a super fast tomorrow. That'll get me back on schedule. The cute woman in South Central is definitely being taken off the back burner and into the deep freeze. And then Scruffs comes by, like some witch out of Shakespeare, a prophet of catastrophe. First, she wants to set up a workshop on fucking napping zones. She's going to get me fired roping me into this. She says Lawrence knows all about it and thinks it's a great idea. A great idea to see which idiots put their head above the parapet, is what it is. She hands me a letter to Frankie she's drafted, with the doctor's note attached to it. I skim the doctor's note and freeze, my jaw open and every orifice in my body momentarily gaping. After I've regained control of my various valves and sphincters, I manage to say, "It says stress arising from sexual assault. Here, sexual assault. I mean, what does this guy think he's doing? I mean, the least he could have done was say, alleged, huh? And what about non-penetrative? Alleged non-penetrative sexual assault. Feels like the least he could have done. Am I correct in thinking that anything that happened here was more than likely non-penetrative? You're acting like a moron again. I've had enough of Scruffs. I have enough problems without my chief advisor and human resources professional calling me a moron. I went to see Lawrence. Do you know what it says on her doctor's note? Sexual assault is what it says. We can't ignore that. What if she gets prosecuted and all we did was give her a rap on the knuckles? If it was anyone else, we'd suspend them while we investigated. No way. Make her get some counseling. I don't want her taking any time off. After the quarter end, send her on a course or something. I'm seeing Scruffs for about the 10th time this week. I'm going to have to change my status on Facebook. We have what I would like to think was a firm but friendly conversation with Geraldine. Hey, Jerry, you know poor old Frankie's taking things really hard.
Yeah, I know, she says. But I just don't know why. I really like her, you know, and everything seemed to be going okay.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, Jerry, you know how much we all love you, but you know this can't happen again. You realize that, don't you? Nothing like this. Like, ever.
Yeah, I'm being more careful.
Good. I thought that went well, huh, Scruffs? Scruffs thinks we need to follow up in writing. I'm not writing anything. It needs to be documented, she says, in case we ever have to take further action. I'm not taking any further action. You document it, I said. Major win in the car park late that evening. I was feeling like shit because I'd just remembered that it was supposed to be my super fasting day, and I'd already eaten about 2,000 calories and was on my way to my favorite Viet takeout place. And then, who should wave me over but Lawrence? Putting in the hours, LaSalle. Loving what you're doing, man. That Jamal, he's a great hire. He's got all the right moves. Little did I know at the time how much that would pay off the next morning when Geraldine failed to turn up for work. I got to Lauren's office so fast I didn't have time to put my shoes on. Hey, Lawrence, I could see he was looking at my feet. Fucking Scruffs, she's a walking sabotage factory. She only wrote Jerry a disciplinary yesterday, and this morning, surprise, Jerry's called in sick with the dreaded stress. Lawrence, who's Dutch and pretty pasty to begin with, went a kind of goat's cheese collar, worked his jaw silently for a few seconds, and got up and started to walk out. Time to terminate the napping pods project, I guess, I called after him. Scruffs was gone about 30 minutes later. Suddenly, my chances of getting through the week without being called a moron are on the up and up. Thursday evening, and I'm looking at my desk, and I can't see it for paper, coffee cups, a pizza box, several scrunched up energy drink cans, a pile of bills, and other stuff from my apartment. I find a black garbage bag in the cleaner's room, and just tip everything in. I figure, if I haven't had to retrieve anything by Tuesday, it can all go. I take Jamal out to my gym and a few drinks afterward. That's all he seems to need to keep him fired up. The human touch, you know? I have to hand it to him. He does a sub-6-minute mile, pumps 300 pounds, and washes it down with nachos and whiskey sours. Anyway, I ticked off one of my gym visits for the week. Friday is my super fasting day, and then at 11, just as I'm thinking of heading to the gym, Lawrence calls and wants me to come out to lunch at Guido's, his favorite Italian. He pats me on my side and tells me I'm putting on weight, then orders carbonara for two, and a bottle of Barolo. He's pretty down, starts showing me charts of what's going to happen if Jerry doesn't come back to work. Basically, missed targets and a cash squeeze. Says he plans to ask her to come back. Proceed with caution, I say. You're gonna look weak if you give in to her. I say. And we're going to look terrible if we take her back and Frankie starts a prosecution for assault. Yeah, 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 he says. He talks me into ordering the tiramisu, and then immediately gets up. He wants to meet back here at 7. He's going to talk to Jerry. It's 2:30. I could go home and sleep for a couple hours, but I promised myself I'd get my outstanding tasks down below 800 by the end of the week. And if I get 3 more hours at my desk, I can achieve at least one of my week's objectives. Lawrence is already sitting at the table when I arrive at 7. He gets up and claps his hands. Yeah, yeah, great meeting. I think we all got it sorted out, he says. I'm wondering how he's done that.
Yeah, she wants to come back next week. She wants us to erase the disciplinary letter, and we're gonna write her an apology.
Uh-huh, I say, feeling like this is not as great as Lawrence is making it out to be. His Adam's apple bobs up and down. I had this great idea. I think we should fire Frankie. I mean, she's just become a nuisance, and since that Jamal guy started blasting his targets, Frankie's become kinda expendable, don't you think? I just let the utter stupidity of this idea hover and then sink in the air around us. Let me tell you, these are the moments when guys like me earn our stock options, because not many people would have stopped Lawrence in his tracks, or even known how to do it. You know, Lawrence, this might not be the perfect moment to make Frankie really pissed off. I mean, putting to one side the possibility that she has actually been assaulted by another of our employees, she definitely feels that way, in fact. She has a doctor's note saying she has been actually assaulted. That we can't deny we've seen. Maybe it would be inviting a kind of hostile response if we were to fire the alleged victim and bring back the culprit with garlands and apologies.
Really? I thought it was a great idea. What do you think we should do?
Now he looked like a puppy who'd been slapped for peeing on the carpet when he didn't know any better. You just gotta let these moments hang in the air if you want the punch to land. I think you should give it a week. And to my surprise, he caved in without even a fight, because I genuinely think he had no idea what to do, and all it needed was for someone he trusts to tell him something that took the monkey off his back. He said nothing, but nodded in his Yoda-like way and ordered another bottle of red followed by grappa. I had a sleepless night in a bed that tilted like a fairground ride, in a room that changed shape and size every time I opened my eyes. It took me till Sunday afternoon to feel normal enough to go to the gym and sweat out the last of the toxins. I'm feeling ready for anything on Monday morning, with only 789 outstanding tasks and a fasting day that started well with an apple for breakfast. Anything, that is, except seeing a couple of obvious plainclothes cops in the reception. I slack the receptionist and find they're waiting for Lawrence. I call him in his car. Yeah, he already knows. Yeah, it's about Frankie and Jerry. What's he gonna do? He wants to know. First thing, I write to Jerry, like a real letter, on paper, signed with a pen. Backdated to Friday, suspending her, pending completion of an ongoing investigation into Frankie's grievance, and get one of the contractors who won't be here past the end of the week to run it over to the post box in the mall. I call Scruffs. Hey, Scruffs, get out of bed. All's forgiven. Lawrence wants you back. There's $2,000 in your hand for signing back on, yeah? Yeah, and big hugs from Lawrence, who's really upset and can't forgive himself and wants to say sorry. Yeah, yeah. I know, but I need you here in like 25 minutes, max. Yeah, you do need to put your makeup on. No, I didn't mean it like that. We're back at Guido's for lunch, this time with Scruffs. Do I have to eat pasta again? Lawrence doesn't give a damn what I eat. In his very Dutch way, he's getting very emotional, very loud.
You guys have saved my life. I love you both. I don't deserve you. You saved me from myself.
He's talking in that Dutch way where they do something funny in their throats.
To think I was going to fire poor Frankie. Sometimes I think I must be a terrible guy.
No, 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 we say. If anything, it's your sensitivity and soft-heartedness that holds you back. He nods and holds up his hands in acknowledgement.
Hey, Scruffs. While I remember, I was going to grant this guy another tranche of stock options. Can you do the admin for me?
Hey, thanks, Lawrence.
Hard-earned, LaSalle. Every one of them. And you know what? I'm going to make you Employee of the Month.
Wow. That's amazing, Lawrence. That comes with $1,000. Then a thought comes to me. A good thought.
Hey, Lawrence, you know, you should give that to Jamal. His numbers have rescued the whole Frankie situation. He's your future Geraldine replacement, you know that.
Scruffs gives me a taken-aback look. And Lawrence does his Yoda nod and says,
Good call, LaSalle. I like it. Putting the company first. I'll remember that.
And this seems like a good time to check out, because I can feel the grappa bottle edging its way off the shelf and onto our table.
Yeah, well, I gotta get back to my desk, guys. I got like 800 outstanding actions sitting there waiting for me.
I might just as well have jabbed Lawrence with a cattle prod.
800 fucking tasks? Man, what do you think I pay you for?
He's looking menacing, leaning across the table.
Yeah, well, Scruff sent me on a course, and since then all hell's broken loose. We're investing in your development, and this is what I get in return, huh? This is my business you're messing with. I'll give you to the end of the week to get that down to double digits, you hear me? Get out of here!
As I get to the door, I'm pretty sure I hear Scruff saying something about a moron. That makes Lawrence laugh out loud. Ah, well. I got my stock options anyway.